In 20 minutes, court was set up in the aired-out saloon, and the word was out. People rushed to make the event. The saloon was filled with men, and on the porch listening in were the womenfolk and kids. In a rumpled suit, Sam sat on top of the bar with a wooden mallet and block of wood to control order and hear the case. He was a short, fat man with small eyes and a white beard.
Order in the court. By the laws of the Territory of Arizona, this court is now in session. Anyone making an outbreak will be fined $10. Am I clear? Now, who are the defendants?
A man with a deputy badge stood up.
The men being charged with disturbing the peace and terroristic threatening are Wade Stewart, Jefford Stewart, and Clyde Stewart.
How do you plead?
Not guilty. These sons of bitches are stealing our cattle. No one will stop them.
That is a $10 fine for that outburst, Wade. You will have your time to testify. Pay the clerk right now.
Wade nodded and dug the money out for the bald-headed man, who obviously was the clerk.
Who was swearing out this warrant?
Chet Burns.
Step up here, take the oath, and sit in that chair, Mr. Burns.
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you swear?
I do.
Now, how did this all take place?
Reg Burns and I came into the saloon, met the bartender, ordered two beers, and took them to the table over there.
Continue, sir.
We'd been busy working Mavericks all day. We wanted a few quiet minutes while his wife Lucy shopped. We were minding our business when these three brothers came in, ordered whiskey, and demanded to see the men branding the Maverick cattle. All three gave statements what they do to anyone branding Maverick cattle. Wade threatened us openly if we did not cease our operation.
He told you to stop branding Mavericks?
Yes, sir.
What happened next?
Reg's wife, Lucy, saw the conditions in the saloon as threatening. She fired a rifle shot at their feet from those batwing doors and ordered them to get their hands in the air. That ended the matter. We disarmed them. Your Honor, if armed men can demand that ranchers stop legally branding range cattle, this territory will never become a state.
Did you feel threatened by their actions?
I've been in such gunfights with unreasonable men before. These men were at the point of being unreasonable unless I agreed to stop branding Maverick stock on my own deeded land.
I want the men in the room now who were in this room when it happened to stand, come forward, and take an oath to tell the truth.
Several men rose and walked to the bar where Sam sat. The deputy rose and took the Bible over to them. All touched it.
Do you swear to tell the truth?
Yes.
Did Mr. Burns tell the court the truth as it happened?
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes, sir.
They have verified your testimony about the altercation. Gentlemen, go sit down. Now, Mr. Burns, I understand you are a rancher in the Verde Valley?
Yes, and I own 9 sections of land where Reg and Lucy are building a ranch for us.
Thank you, sir. You may return to your seat. You, Wade, stand and come up here and take the oath. Do you swear?
I do.
Sit down. What was your business in this saloon?
My brothers and I were tired of these land grabbers gathering all the unbranded cattle up here that should be shared by all of us.
Wait, Mr. Burns owns 8 or 9 sections of private land. How much land does your family own?
We have a homestead.
160 acres?
Yes, Your Honor.
Then if you three were to get on your horses by virtue of the land your family owns, you must be entitled to at least a dozen head. How many Mavericks have you branded lately?
Some.
Well, I'd say rather than threatening these people, you need to get off your asses and catch your own Mavericks. I'm fining the three of you $100 apiece for disturbing the peace. Court adjourned!
Thank you, Your Honor.
Chet went out to join Lucy and Reg in the street and to shake hands with the other friendly, supportive ranchers.
What do you think, Chet?
I'm gonna send 4 good men up here. Don't you two go mavericking alone anymore. This incident's not different from how the Texas feud started. It could become wildfire serious in the event of one death. Any of those cocky Stewart boys steps out on line, and there'll be a shootout that'll kindle a big fire. Reg, protect what's ours. But don't let them lead you into that form of action.
I'm not taking any of their shit, Chet. Lucy says they're blowhards.
No, they're jealous, ignorant fools. That's what starts range wars and feuds. They want what we have without working for it. In there, Sam, the Justice of the Peace, called their bluff. How many Mavericks have you branded? None. That won't stop them from causing more trouble.
Chet knew that mavericking had been fun for Lucy and Reg. He just stopped it to prevent a feud busting out.
They'll catch you roping, not paying any attention, and shoot both of you in the back. Let's get out of here.
Reg and Chet spent the next morning talking about what needed to be done yet. The building projects were getting along fine, but Chet wanted them finished soon. Midday, he left and rode for home. His plans were to stop at the sawmill, check with Tom on the Verde place and then get back to his wife before he rode off to see about Sarge and his crew. Things went uneventfully, except he swore there was frost on his blankets after camping out near the base of the San Francisco peaks. He about froze to death making a fire for coffee. By the next day, after his mill visit, he used the steep military road to come off the rim, and the sun coming off the mountain warmed his bones. He reached the Verde operation before sundown.